Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to you, Laura Canning.
Good morning.
And of course, Laura is a naturalist for Cass County Conservation, and we do want to talk about monarchs. And I said monarch madness because you're out there trying to get around to different places to let people know more about monarchs.
Yes, it is the season. This takes over my life and my school programs for about the next 4 weeks. It is a citizen science project that started down in the University of Kansas. And we've been doing this almost 10 years now in Cass County. We've had some found in Mexico even. People ask me that as well. We've had almost, I believe, four totals out of those years at least found in Mexico.
That's pretty exciting. Yeah. To know that, I mean, we know that they fly a long ways, and how does that all that happen? But then when you actually find one with somebody from your county, you go, oh, yeah.
Yes. And so we do these every year, and I, with my public programs, get around to Lake Anita State Park and Cold Springs and up here at Sunnyside in Atlantic. So plenty of opportunities, hopefully close to everyone that can come and enjoy our programs.
Let's review the dates, times, places for those three programs.
Yes. Upcoming right away this Friday will be Lake Anita at Lake Anita State Park. We're in the campground kind of by the where the movies are shown. So if you're looking for that, definitely that's where my program will be. And that's going to be at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday. And then we kind of skip Labor Day a little bit and start on Friday the 7th. And that one will be Cold Springs in Lewis at our campground shelter there at 7 p.m. And then the next day, Saturday, September 8th, is Sunnyside, and that's at the Camblin Addition Shelter in Sunnyside, and that one is at 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Does it make any difference? Those are at various times.
Right.
Does that affect how many monarchs might be out there, or doesn't the time have anything to do with it?
No, the time doesn't really have too much to do with it, because usually I catch before all these programs, and even before my school programs, things like that, I'm out there catching the monarchs, and I'll show people my cages and carriers and things like that that are there that they can build and make, and if they, you know, so they see a version of ours.
You know, when I first heard about this, I thought, how can you possibly mark a monarch? I mean, they're just so fragile.
Yes, and they've gone back in the beginning years that Kansas have been doing this. They because Canada does this, and Canada used to staple it on the top of their wing, and that Kansas is like, oh, this guy, there's got to be a better way.
I would think so. I mean, and that's a lot of weight for a butterfly.
Right. And so these stickers that we stick on there not only are very sticky, but they are also specially weighted so that it's not going to affect their flight. And it took some trial and error to get the weight just right for Kansas to figure that out. So those,
and it's important then where you place this sticker, correct?
Yes. Yep. So that when they're sleeping, when they get to Mexico, all they do is pretty much sleep. Or they might, and they do some pollination down there while they're down there, but they sleep with their wings closed. So you want it on the outside of their wings, so as if they're sleeping, you can still see it. So when the Mexicans read the tags, that they're not waking them up.
Okay. What's on the tag?
There is an email address, and then there's Monarch Watch, which is the program, and then there is a three-letter and three-digit number. So
that's the butterfly,
and
that's the individual.
That's
right?
The individual thing that's going to bring it all the way back to Cass County, and then so and because also they get if our tagged monarch that was tagged in Cass County gets caught. I had a Jackson County. They had one of theirs caught in Oklahoma. And so on their way to Mexico, the school kids accidentally caught it and realized, whoa, it's already tagged. And so they wrote it down on their tagging sheet. And so we will even get kickbacks if it gets caught in, you know, Oklahoma, Texas, on their way. Mm-hmm. So, and the same thing that can happen to us here in Iowa, people tag in Minnesota. So, and this year, what Kansas is saying that the weather is really going to come into play, and so they study the weather patterns versus the the migration, and they do a lot of things with weather, and they're kind of excited but worried to see what's going to happen this year.
Well, for instance, when you talk about weather, I would assume, like, if there's hurricane winds or water, so on, how can the butterflies fly in that?
Right, and also the drought that has already happened. And so people, all the naturalists are, you know, have already been talking about it. And the conclusion has come to that Minnesota is going to save our butts. And so Minnesota had a decent, probably monarch raising year versus Iowa with this dry weather. I've seen a lot of aphids, which is a natural predator to the monarch eggs and caterpillars. And so we've had kind of a rough go. And I mean, I've seen a handful versus usually in August, do we see a little bit more before they, you know, lay eggs one more time and, you know, continue on into September.
So that's been a challenge for you to catch them, so you'd have them ready for
programs. I'm getting a little worried this year.
So but, if anybody sees
but as
some,
soon as that's mine, but what the talk is, as soon as this Minnesota migration happens, that we're going to see that influx, and because Minnesota had a decent year and they got some of the rain we didn't, and so
they're not the Minnesota people. The Minnesota butterflies aren't here yet.
Yes, and they're not here yet. I think we'll know.
Okay.
At least with this year. Usually, you know, in normal years you can't tell.
Okay. But. Now, when if people want to not only know more about this, but if they actually want to watch in their own yards or parks and do some tagging,
right.
They need to have those materials.
Yes, they come to one of my programs, and you'll be able to pick up a tagging kit. And even if you've done this years before, still call my office and say, hey, I'm interested in a tagging kit. And then you can just zip into the program and grab your tagging kit, especially if you've done it before, I trust you. But especially for the new people, new families that want to do this, sitting through the program will help you learn how to tag all of those, tag them properly, get them marked down properly, things like that. So just call my office if you're interested in a tagging kit, just because I like to make sure I have enough at those programs.
And to call your office, they need to call
769-2372.
And as a reminder that you do have a website.
Yes, we operate out of mycountyparks.com. And then when you click on, you can just click right on Cass County. So click on it by county in there.
Mentioning mycounties.com, mycountyparks.com, you were showing us a rather thick book that has all the counties in the state's parks with information. I'm going, a lot of campers or people maybe you just want to do a little weekend travel. This would be an absolutely wonderful resource.
Yep, we have an outdoor adventure guide. And the outdoor adventure guide is available online. It is a big document. But that is online at the actual homepage, mycountyparks.com. If you want the paper version, again, call my office or stop down in, and you can pick up the paper version for $4. And it is all 99 counties, and it has all of the county parks put out on the map. Now, if it's like our county, we have Lake Anita State Park. Lake Anita is kind of like a little shaded area, so you can kind of tell, well, that is a park, but it's not a county park.
Okay.
So, things
so
like
this,
that.
So this is, you know, probably if you are one of those campers who've been around, maybe know about the state parks, but probably not so familiar with all of the possible county
parks.
And
it has all of the nature centers and all of the trails. I mean, it's not just campgrounds. And so it encompasses anything and everything. So if you're one of those off the beaten path, you're driving somewhere, you got to get to a destination, but you still want to go see something, you know, pulling out that and saying, oh, well, what's in this county? Oh, I can go stop at a nature center or things like that.
And then there's, if you're techie, there's the
QR code
is there. So another way to get information.
Scan it with your phone, and it'll take you right to the website of that county.
All right.
What's going on with that.
So I know you have other things coming up, but you'll be back to visit with us about that a little later. Okay. So again, real quickly, the dates of the Monarch.
This Friday, August 31st, Lake Anita State Park, in the campground by where they show the movies, is where our Monarch program will be at 4 p.m. And then the 7th is Cold Springs on that Friday night at 7 p.m. And then our Saturday program in Sunnyside at the Camblin Addition Shelter is 2 p.m. on that Saturday the 8th.
All right. Thank you so much, Laura Canning, for being with us this morning. And until next time, here's a thought. The impossible is often really only the untried.